Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have a very special guest. This guest has done some really amazing things in his life. I mean, if you peel back the onion and you look at what my guest John has done since he went to college, he's been very successful. He has worked for Wall Street firms. He has built the business systems up within those organizations that he worked for. He became an entrepreneur and got involved with, you know, if you remember pagers back in the day, well, John got involved with pagers, and he actually started a business where he provided services for other people. And from there, he got involved with, well, computer service companies. And really, the takeaway from that was he found a business that was really doing poorly. He put his talents to work fixing that business. And when he left that business was blossoming. Now, in 1995, John decided that he was going to get involved with real estate investing. And we're going to actually talk to him about, you know, what that was like back in 1995, what he was doing. But I will tell you this. In 2016, he changed his real estate investing strategy. And what he did in 2016 was to join Lifestyles Unlimited to become a member, because he really wanted to invest in multifamily apartment communities. He wanted to be knowledgeable with regards to how to do it. He wanted to build great teams around him to provide all the services that he would need so that he could take his unique skill sets, put them to work, and build, well, a nice real estate investing portfolio. Now, I will tell you this. John had a goal in 2020, and it was to have 2,020 units of multifamily in his portfolio. Well, he kicked that goal's butt. He actually has 2,342, and he has an even bigger goal for the future. You see, his game plan is to get to 10,000 units by the end of 2023. So he's got a little less than 3 years to go, but he's on track to do that. What I want you to understand when you listen to John today is that he's just a person like you and I. He wanted to change the path that he was on, and he found real estate investing as that thing that created the opportunity for him. So let me do this. John, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you here. Are you ready to give us the insider information as to why real estate and the trajectory you've taken?
Yeah, absolutely, Al. I'm glad to share.
So back in 1995, you decided to invest in real estate. What was it that triggered that desire?
Well, actually, even when I was growing up, even as a teenager, I mean, everybody was always talking about investing in real estate and doing no money down and all that. So I actually did a lot of studying, but never had a chance to actually try it myself. And it was in 1995 that I bought a duplex, lived in one side and rented out the other. So it was my foot in the door, so to speak. So that was the first time where I actually had hands-on experience.
What was that experience like for you? I mean, you're physically living in an asset that's supposed to be providing you income streams. Was it a means to an end to purchase a duplex and live in it, or was it just part of an overall strategy?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, first of all, a way to get into investing because, you know, I was limited in cash at the time, and so it was a way to get in and experience having a tenant. And at the same time, I mean, basically by renting out the one side, the cash flow was sufficient where I was practically living for free, you know, not having to pay for an apartment, not having to pay for, you know, a mortgage. I mean, because even that one tenant was basically enough to break even with the cash flow. So it was already a very positive experience in getting into the real estate world that I wanted to get into.
So how long did you stay living in that particular duplex? What was the next thing that you did?
Well, I mean, I have to, the next thing I started doing was getting into more duplexes and single family homes. So I think I started with another duplex after that. I mean, I'm very vague as to the exact order, but I mean, I got into a lot of single family homes. I got into a lot of duplexes. I got into fourplexes, which are somewhat limited in San Antonio, but I did get into those. So I kind of started putting my fingers in all the different pies as far as different, you know, starting out type investing. So and over the years, I expanded that into many different gyrations from lease to own to, you know, helping people with their credit to get into lease to own raw land. I mean, I even got into the whole craze of buying and selling raw land sight unseen on eBay. And, you know, I did all kinds of different things in the real estate world.
So you kind of had a junk drawer approach to investing. In other words, you know what the junk drawer is. It's where everything goes that doesn't necessarily have a specific place. So you were kind of trying a little bit of everything at that time, correct?
That's exactly what I was doing. I mean, I kept expanding further and further into trying everything. You know, eventually graduated into light commercial properties. I had a strip center. I bought an RV resort. I even bought a 25-unit apartment complex. And it was really all of these, now after I had all my fingers in all these different pies, is that I decided, found out that I could make the most amount of money with the least amount of time by investing in apartment complexes. And that's why I started to change that focus. Well, I started to change that focus. And then by 2016, when I joined Lifestyles, it's like, okay, now I'm going to invest in larger apartment complexes. And the thing about...
Hold that thought, John. We're going to break and we'll be back right after this.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we got to find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I have John on the show, and John is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's been a member since mid-2016. So he's kind of at that five-year mark, you know, that five-year mark that we tell you is what it takes most people to get to a point of retirement. In other words, that point of retirement in their life is when they have enough passive income coming in from their investments that it meets or exceeds their ordinary expenses of living. Now, 2016, John had pretty much tried investing in a lot of different things. I mean, he owned businesses, he invested in an RV park, he invested in a small strip center, and he even got involved with a small 25-unit apartment community, which I believe was down in Dilley, Texas, was it not, John?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was actually at that time, and I don't know if it still is, but it was the only apartment complex in Dilley, Texas.
So what drew you to that particular unit?
Well, I mean, it was all about the numbers. I mean, so, you know, that was back in, like, the day where I was putting my fingers in all the pies, and it's like, okay, so I was really always looking for what would give me a good return, and this particular opportunity had that potential, and that's what it turned out to be. It's very successful.
So was it that asset that kind of cemented in your mind that apartment communities are the way to go in the future?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it was that success story that turned me on to apartments and said all of the single families, duplexes, and all the other stuff were great stepping stones. They were great learning opportunities, but I had enough of all that. It's like, okay, now it's time to work a lot smarter, make a lot more money faster. And so that's why I joined Lifestyles, was because I not only wanted to do apartment complexes, which I could do small ones, you know, all day long, but that's not what I wanted to do. The reason I joined Lifestyles is because of the support team, because of the educational factor, because of all of your, and because of the connections that you get there. And because I wanted to jump to 100-plus apartment, 100-plus units on these apartments, it's a whole different game. You know, all the vendors that you're talking about, all the brokers you're talking to, all of the everything that you're usually dealing with changes when you get into the larger world. And so I didn't want to have to reinvent the wheel once again, as I did with all the different things that I had done up to that point. I wanted to, you know, hit the floor running, and that's why I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, was because they had all of the vendors I needed. They had all the broker connections I needed. They had all the education that I wanted to know to be able to do the bigger project correctly.
So, you know, the first property you took down was a 110-unit community in Victoria, Texas, and you purchased that after becoming a member. Why did you go to Victoria, Texas? What was it about that area or this particular apartment community that signaled to you, this is the right asset?
Well, I had a 1031 exchange, so I mean, I was looking to fulfill that in a relatively short period of time. But you know, I did actually bid on a property in San Antonio, and in hindsight, I'm just as happy I didn't get that property, because this opportunity in Victoria and the tertiary market, smaller market, turned out to be much more of a gold mine for me. And so, again, kind of like being in Dilley, Texas, what I've found is being in the remote market, there's a lot more meat on the bone. There's a lot more where I can give back to my investors and myself, because, like you said, in this particular case, I was 100% my own passive investor. But that's where the money is.
So a lot of people would say, hey, those tertiary markets, those are kind of risky, man, because, you know, you might be the only game in town, or, you know, it might be reliant on a particular business or industry that, you know, if that business or industry collapses, so does the town. Does that worry you?
Well, actually, that is a major criteria for moving into a small town. So if it does not have a robust economy that lives and stands on its own, then I'm not interested in it. And matter of fact, I do a lot of my loans with Fannie Mae, which is a government agency, and they are very risk avoidant. And so I use them as a litmus test. If they don't like something about a town because it's too reliant on students or military or oil, or one of these industries that if it changed suddenly, it would put a property in jeopardy. And so if Fannie Mae doesn't like a market, then I don't even bother looking at it. So I'm very careful about those small markets that I go into, because when they do have a robust economy, then the returns are excellent.
So you've got kind of a niche marketplace. I mean, you kind of look at South Central Texas. I mean, everything from maybe, you know, north of Austin all the way down to the Mexican border. Why that particular territory? What is it about investing in those locations that catches your eye?
Well, I mean, trying to expand the footprint in a controlled manner. I mean, if as we, you know, I mean, the tertiary markets, I mean, Texas is a big place to start with. So, I mean, I have a swath right down the middle. It's kind of a tight swath if you think about it, because I'm in Waco and Temple. I'm in San Angelo. I'm in Uvalde, San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Victoria, and over in Kingsville. And so it's actually a pretty tight little line down through the center of Texas. But by having the properties close, you know, within a fairly confined footprint, it's very easy for my middle managers and higher level managers to touch the properties very quickly. One of the rules of thumb is that if it's not a particularly large property, then we don't want to go more than 2 hours out of our existing footprint. But, you know, if we start buying 500, 700, 750 units at a gulp at this point, then, you know, we might break that rule. But when we were starting, we tried to keep everything within 2 hours of an existing footprint.
Yeah, I guess that makes a lot of sense, you know, because not that you spend a lot of time at your properties, because, well, as Lifestyles Unlimited members, that's something we learn. You're not supposed to spend a lot of time there because your time is valuable. But having said that, you still visit those properties every once in a while, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, we're getting ready to go to break, John. And, you know, I was going to ask you one of those, like I was telling you at the break, one of those level five questions that, you know, and we're only going to have like 30 seconds for you to answer. So I'm going to spare you of that at this time. But when we come back from the break, what we're going to do is we're going to spend a little more time getting inside of John's mind, because I want you to understand the mechanics of why he invests the way he invests. And I'll tell you what, you're going to learn a lot. So stick around. We'll be back right after this.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, I have a fellow member, John, on the show with me, and John is telling us about his real estate investing endeavors. You see, all the way back in 1995, John decided he would try real estate as far as investing. And he bought a duplex, and then he got another small duplex or a fourplex. I mean, he picked up several of these different types of properties, and he was doing okay with those properties. Now, if we fast forward to 2016, I mean, there's a little bit of a time gap there. He changed the path that he was on, because he had bought a multifamily apartment community, and he learned very quickly from that investment that it had the ability to provide him with the best possible returns with regards to the fact he didn't have to spend a lot of time making that happen. So, John, you were hooked on multifamily apartment communities. You became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and you started to formulate a strategy that has you achieving certain goals in certain amounts of time. I mean, you've achieved your first goal, which was to surpass 2020 units in 2020. I mean, you got to 2342, and now you're on the glide path to grow to 10,000 units in the next 3 years. Tell us about how that strategy came about and how it has modified over time.
Yeah, I mean, I started off with the goal as a concept, and then, you know, taking Dell's concept. I mean, Dell has his box, if you say. I mean, this is what Lifestyle teaches us as the area to be in to make money fast. And then I took those strategies and I sub-boxed them for myself. So, you know, there's a lot of people who want to make money really fast, as Dell says, and they go into deeper value-add deals than I do. My strategy is, what I look for is, first of all, how can I pay out a high cash-on-cash to my investors from day one? So by the time I get to the end of my first calendar quarter, they're right on the schedule with all the rest of my properties paying out. You know, I usually am somewhere in the range of 8 to 15% passive cash-on-cash on those investments from day one. But at the same time, you got to get your money back in your pocket so you can get it working again. And so my particular investments, I have to have enough value add in those products in order to pull that money, you know, at 80 to 100%, preferably 100%, back out in years three or four, so we can do it all again and not only keep double-digit returns on the original money you invested, but then put it to work doing the same dang thing again in another property. And then 3 years later, pull it out, and now it's working triple hard. You know, so that's kind of the strategy that I learned from Dell. But then, kind of like I said, I sub-boxed his box that he already had in order to have my own niche.
Now, you mentioned something called value add. What exactly does that mean?
Well, value add is when you're increasing value to the property. And that comes in a lot of different forms. Sometimes it comes in just, you know, fixing the property up so that it is worth more. Sometimes it's because they're not charging enough rent, and you can increase those rents without making modifications. A lot of times what I find is poor operators, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like, well, I'm going to jump into this space of 100-plus unit operators, and it's like all these people are going to be experts, and they're going to be running these properties super sharp and, you know, making, you know, squeezing every penny out of them. And then, you know, what Lifestyle teaches you, and you go out there and start doing it, it's like, well, heck, these professionals that you're going up against, they're sloppy. I mean, you can squeeze a heck of a lot more money out of properties than the average professional that's out there in the real world. And that was very eye-opening and surprising, but in a pleasant way for me, because I pick up a lot of properties where I don't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to increase the value of that property. All I have to do is run it correctly, you know, the way the Lifestyle teaches you.
So a lot of these properties that you've acquired, they've got management inefficiencies, and you're able to identify what those inefficiencies are and then apply the things that we're all taught at Lifestyles Unlimited to remedy that situation, which, you know, and the bottom line is we're trying to increase the income streams, because at the end of the day, those properties are valued based on net operating income, correct?
Absolutely. Right. So the bottom line is if you can get money down to the net operating income by either increasing rents or decreasing expenses, or actually in reality doing both at the same time, then you are now creating value, because that property, when that NOI goes up, the value of that property significantly goes up.
So my mind is going in about 12 different directions, and that's not going to do well for radio, because, you know, I can't just go blah and ask all these questions, but I'm going to try and get some real specific questions in if you're okay with them.
I'll go for it.
Okay. So one of the things that people have a challenge wrapping their head around is this concept of putting debt on a property. How do you feel about putting debt on your multifamily properties? I mean, what's the benefit to you?
Well, it's called leverage. You have only so many dollars to invest, But the thing is that if you buy a property, you know, with 100% of your own cash, then that money is working very inefficiently. The rate, the money that you're getting back on that is a relatively low percentage, because you're, when you're paying the bank, and in today's markets, I mean, if you're only paying 3 or 4, or worst case scenario, 5% back to the bank, and you can make 10+% cash on cash, that's not even counting the value increases and paying down the mortgage and all the other things that, that bring value to your pocket. You're increasing how much money you can put in your pocket by using other people's money, and other people's money in this case is the bank loan.
So it's an effective form of financing that you use as part of your overall strategy.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, well, you know, how much are you going to be leveraged? And, you know, it's like, well, right now, I mean, loan to values are relatively low. I mean, you're getting 75%. Even in the optimal times, when you're pulling down 80% loans on all your properties, the funny thing is that you increase the value of your properties, and you're creating that value that we talked about earlier, the value add. Your average loan to value on these loans tends to drop down towards 50%. I mean, it's above 50%, but it's not significantly above 50%. So, you know, it's like the value that you have compared to the loan you have, there's a pretty big ratio there. It's not like you're cash strapped.
Yeah, you know, I think that gets lost on people, because folks don't necessarily understand the concept that you're raising the overall value. And then when you put that leverage on the property, the lender doesn't really participate in the fact that you're increasing the NOI of the property. They're very happy with their position. As a matter of fact, they're even more happy with their position because you have created better ratios for them, which reduces their risk. So that makes them happy with you. Wow. Okay, John, I've got a ton of other questions. We're getting ready to go to the break. And when we come back, we're going to get right back into the numbers, because you need to hear the answers that John has for you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility, and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity, when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So John and I were chatting a little bit at the break, and I asked him a question. I probably should have just waited until we came back on the air. But I said, John, how many apartment complexes do you have right now? And he says, yeah, right around 19. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, 19 apartment communities in less than 5 years after joining Lifestyles Unlimited. And then John went on to say, hey, you know, that's worth about $250 million under management. That's the valuation of those properties. And it caused me to think, can you get your head around that? I mean, can you wrap your head around that? See, John created a vision for where he wanted to go. And then he set some pretty legitimate goals to try and get there. He had a goal of 2020 units in 2020. Well, he did better than that. He had 2342. And now he's working on a goal to get to 10,000 units in the next 3 years. So, John, does everybody who invests in real estate have to be as aggressive as you? Or, you know, does this Lifestyles Unlimited model work for anybody that wants to invest in real estate?
Everybody has to walk at their own pace. I mean, I had a lot of prior experiences with real estate, a lot of prior experiences with businesses. So, I mean, I was very comfortable taking the long strides that I'm taking. But the key for any individual, whether they have zero experience or a little bit of experience or whatever level that they're coming into Lifestyles, is that they just got to keep taking steps forward. So as long as they don't just like, okay, I dove in, I did one thing, okay, life's grand, I'm done. Well, then they're not going to get very far. But as long as they keep putting one foot in front of the other, whether it's a short stride, a long stride, that's not relevant. It's just a matter of moving forward.
Do you think that people that invest in real estate deal with stagnation?
Well, I mean, I think people get stagnated in anything they do. You always have to be able to face the challenge of the unknown. You know, that's the scary thing. It's like, okay, now I'm doing something that's outside of my comfort zone. But that's how you move forward. And that's why, you know, can you take big steps into that unknown? You know, and Lifestyles provides tons and tons of education and mentoring and support systems. There's the operations people, there's the mentors themselves, there's hours and hours and hours of education material. And that's all there to allow you to take that next step into the unknown. And so, yeah, that's kind of wraps right back to what I was just saying. You got to keep taking steps, whether they're little baby steps into the unknown or they're big steps into the unknown, and that's what you just got to do.
So how important was all this mentoring? I mean, did you have your mentor on speed dial with you, or how did that relationship work for you?
Well, I mean, working with a mentor, working with the operations consultant, is very important. That's the whole idea of not reinventing the wheel like I did for decades before joining Lifestyles, is to have people who've gone before you and done the things and know the answers to the questions before you go and try it on your own. You can ask them, and if they don't know, then they got a whole bank of people that they call to. So, you know, you have a library of support people to, you know, help you with each step along the way.
So how has all of this investing in multifamily affected your lifestyle?
Well, it's greatly, and I mean, I make my money by being my own passive investor. So I invest in every single one of my own deals, and so the fact that my portfolio has grown has, made me a lot more money and has changed my lifestyle to be much more than what it was before joining Lifestyles Unlimited. So, yeah, I mean, it had an incredible impact.
Tell me about your most interesting multifamily project.
Most interesting or favorite?
I'll let you decide.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because when people ask, what's kind of your favorite investment? You know, my most favorite investment is Magnolia Greens and Temple. It's, you know, everybody's always looking for the diamond in the rough, and it's like, okay, now we got to take this rock and polish it and make it a diamond. Well, this was a property where we just basically found a diamond that was already polished and cut and beautiful laying in the sand, and all we had to pick it up and wipe the dust off of it, and look what we got. So, you know, we have all this money set aside for CapEx. We had all this money set aside for doing turns and all of this, and we just didn't spend a whole lot of money. And guess what? If you're not spending money, then the investors are making tons of money. And so I like it because it was just so easy to do without, we paid out 12%, 12.3% the very first payout, and we paid out over 15% on some quarters, and we're averaging, well over 10%, from day one for the passive cash on cash. I mean, it's just been phenomenal numbers on that property without having to do much work. And so that's kind of one of the things that I try to look for is like, okay, we can get high returns by doing a lot of work, or we can get high returns by finding a smart property where we don't have to do the same amount of work but still get the kind of returns that Lifestyle wants you to get. And this one is like, I mean, okay, this is like flipped completely to the easy side. So it was just fun to find something like that. It's like finding that diamond that's already polished and you don't have to polish it yourself.
So if I was a passive investor in that particular deal, and let's just say arbitrarily, I invested $100,000. Now, you bought that property in 2019, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'd be in the deal for, what, about 18 months? That sound about right?
Yes.
Okay. So if I'm looking at returns, and let's go with that, I like that 12% number. If I've been in this deal, you've already returned about $18,000 to me in cash on cash returns. And how is this deal positioned maybe for a sale or a cash out refinance? What's the long-term goal on this property?
Well, all the properties that I buy, the idea, I like to be somewhere around the 3-year point and pull out 100% of the investor's money, which we'll easily do with this property, and continue to pay double-digit returns after we've returned the original investment. So this property is more than easily on that glide plane.
Let me restate what you just said, and you correct me if I get the math wrong. At the 3-year mark, I probably will have made about $36,000 in cash on cash. And then if the property is properly structured, I mean, in other words, the NOI has gone up and there's room to do a cash out refinance, you would essentially give me back my $100,000, which I could go invest in other assets. In the meantime, I'm going to have nothing invested in this property, and it's still going to continue to pay me at like a 12% rate. Well, actually, we can't even calculate the rate because I've got $0 in the deal, right?
Right. Yeah. So it you know, by that point, if it's up to 14% and we lose a couple of percent because we cash down cash, so now you're back down to 11.5 and it's way up past 12%. Yeah. So the bottom line is you're still getting your same 12% cash on cash practically without your money being in there. So some people call that an infinite return, but in reality, if you took that money and you put it in a second property, now you're really only making twice what you are. But on that investment, if you're doing the math, yeah, it's just an infinite return.
Man, that is a good place to be in. And so how much longer would you hold that property until you disposed of it?
Well, that's a crystal ball question. I buy these properties with long-term in mind. I mean, they all have 10, 12-year loans on them where, you know, at that point, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to pull out another 200% of the original money and just keep holding it? Are we going to sell it? Sometimes market conditions are such that, hey, there's a spike. It just makes sense to get out a little earlier. So it just depends.
Okay, that makes sense. Hey, John, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your insight with us. And for those of you that want to figure out how we do business, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.